Brook and road were fellow travelers in this gloomy pass, and with them did we journey several hours at a slow step, the immeasurable height of woods decaying, never to be decayed, the stationary blasts of waterfalls, and in the narrow rent at every turn, winds thwarting winds bewildered and forlorn, the torrents shooting from the clear blue sky, the rocks that muttered close upon our ears, black drizzling crags that spake by the wayside as if a voice were in them, the sick sight and giddy prospect of the raving stream, the unfettered clouds and region of the heavens, tumult and peace, the darkness and the light, were all like workings of one mind, the features of the same face, blossoms upon one tree, characters of the great apocalypse, the types and symbols of eternity, of first and last, and midst, and without end. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from Cassia Territory of the Gitumden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in Smithers, British Columbia. My name's Gavin Smith. You're listening to The Underword, a show that looks for the old poets in new music. And today, we are covering William Wordsworth. You were just listening to The Simplon Pass by William Wordsworth. Before we get started, a thanks to one of our sponsors, Bugwood Bean. Much appreciated for your support to CICK. We are the little radio station that could, and we need all the help that we can get. Happy to be doing William Wordsworth today. This is actually our fourth William in recent months. We had William Butler Yeats, we had William Blake, we had William Carlos Williams, which is actually a double Williams. And in fact, if you listened to that episode, you would have heard me talking about his father, William Williams. So it was a quadruple Williams. But today is William Wordsworth. The poems that I've been reading from today were picked from Selected Poetry of William Wordsworth from the Burns Lake Library on Interlibrary Exchange. So shout out to them. William Wordsworth was born in 1770 in Cockermouth in Cumbria, which is in the Lake District in England. He died in 1850 at his home in Rydal Mount in the Lake District. And he lived there for many years with his wife, Mary, as well as his sister, Dorothy Wordsworth. Dorothy was also a writer, and the two siblings maintained a very close relationship their entire life, including traveling together. Publications from Dorothy Wordsworth have also received some attention. Wordsworth was also known for his close relationship and collaborations with the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge. You might know from the Rime of the Ancient Mariner. We will, in fact, cover Samuel Taylor Coleridge on the next show. Wordsworth was one of the foremost romantic poets, and if you want to know what that means, he described his poetry as, quote, "the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. It takes its origin in emotion and recollected in a It takes its origin in emotion recollected in tranquility. The emotion is contemplated till, by a species of reaction, the tranquility gradually disappears, and an emotion kindred to that which was before the subject of contemplation is gradually produced, and does itself actually exist in the mind." The source of Wordsworth's contemplation and inspiration was often the landscape. For Wordsworth, the land was one of the greatest teachers, and I don't normally read a poem in the bio piece, but I thought this sort of really, it's an excerpt from Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey, which is one of his more well-known poems, which sort of captures the role of the landscape as a teacher for him, and this is the excerpt. "For I have learned to look on nature not as in the hour of thoughtless youth, but hearing oftentimes the still sad music of humanity, nor harsh nor grating, though of ample power to chasten and subdue, and I have felt a presence that disturbs me with the joy of elevated thoughts, a sense sublime of something far more deeply interfused, whose dwelling is the light of setting suns, and the round ocean, and the living air, and the blue sky, and in the mind of man, a motion and a spirit that impels all thinking things, all objects of all thought, and rolls through all things." It's a beautiful excerpt from Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey. We're going to go now to our first band of the episode, which is The Islands. You might know they're a Canadian band, an indie rock band formed in Montreal in 2005. I happened to see their precursor band, The Unicorns, in that year in Montreal, where I used to live at that time. And we're going to play from The Islands album, A Sleep and a Forgetting, A Sleep and a Forgetting. And that is a line from the Wordsworth poem Ode, Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood. It's a bit of a long one, so I won't read all of it, but I'll read the first part, which I really like, and then we'll skip to the excerpt where A Sleep and a Forgetting appears. So this is Ode, Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood. There was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth and every common sight, to me did seem apparelled in celestial light, the glory and the freshness of a dream. It is not now as it hath been of yore, turn wheresoe'er I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen I now can see no more. The rainbow comes and goes, and lovely is the rose. The moon doth with delight look round her when the heavens are bare. Water on a starry night are beautiful and fair. The sunshine is a glorious birth, but yet I know where'er I go that there hath passed away a glory from the earth. We'll skip down to this is where the Islands reference comes from. Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath had elsewhere its setting, and cometh from afar, not in entire forgetfulness, and not in utter nakedness, but trailing clouds of glory do we come from God who is our home. Heaven lies about us in our infancy. Shades of the prison house begin to close upon the growing boy, but he beholds the light, and whence it flows, he sees it in his joy. The youth, who daily farther from the east must travel, still is nature's priest, and by the vision splendid is on his way attended. At length the man perceives it die away and fade into the light of common day. So that excerpt from that poem was written in 1798, and just a mere 214 years later, by my count, the Islands released A Sleep and a Forgetting in 2012, with that line being drawn from the poem you just heard. We're going to play, this is one of my personal favorites from the album. It's called This Is Not a Song. The world is too much with us, late and soon. Getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. The sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours, and are upgathered now like sleeping flowers. For this, for everything, we are out of tune. It moves us not. Great God, I'd rather be a pagan suckled in a creed outworn. So might I, standing on this pleasant lee, have glimpse that would make me less forlorn, have sight of Proteus rising from the sea, or hear old Triton blow his wreathed horn. That was The World Is Too Much With Us. And before that, you were listening to The Islands with This Is Not a Song from their album Asleep in a Forgetting. We're going to turn now to another Canadian band, which released an album in the very same year as the song that you just heard, which was 2012. And that is the band Peace, which is a post-punk band from Vancouver, and their album, The World Is Too Much With Us. You might guess that the album title is drawn from the poem you just heard, which is also called The World Is Too Much With Us. This is, in addition to being a Vancouver band, the album cover is very Vancouver. It is set in Queen Elizabeth Park, for those of you who know Vancouver, and it is a very well-dressed band member in a suit sitting on the bridge, that very picturesque bridge at Queenie Park, eating a banana. And so, this is Peace. I sort of listened through the album and picked a song at random that I liked. This is Fun and Games from The World Is Too Much With Us.
Dirty
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon the inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. That was I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. Before that, you were listening to Vancouver band Peace with Fun and Games from their album The World Is Too Much With Us. We're going to jump right now into our next band, which is Sleater-Kinney. This is actually the second feature on this show for the band. They also appeared on our W.B. Yeats episode for their album and song The Center Won't Hold. A bit of a strange synchronicity. The Island song that you heard at the opening of this episode, this is not a song. The first time I was exposed to that song and that album was in an interview with Carrie Brownstein from Sleater-Kinney when she was asked about an album that she was listening to at the time that she would recommend, and that was her recommendation. So Carrie Brownstein is one of the members of Sleater-Kinney, and we're going to play their song Jumpers, which is from their 2005 album, The Woods. And we're playing Jumpers because buried in there, see if you can spot it, is the line Lonely as a Cloud, which is probably one of Wordsworth's best known lines. It's appeared in a few places, but I like Sleater-Kinney. So that's where it's appeared in what you're going to hear on this episode. This is Jumpers by Sleater-Kinney.
Grow like tumors, they are tiny suns infused.
A slumber did my spirit seal. I had no human fears. She seemed a thing that could not feel the touch of earthly years. No motion has she now, no force. She neither hears nor sees, rolled round in earth's diurnal course with rocks and stones and trees. That was A Slumber Did My Spirit Seal by William Wordsworth. Before that, you were listening to Jumpers from Sleater-Kinney. Showing my biases, there are some bands that have been played more than once on this show. Sleater-Kinney is one of them. So, so good. That was from The Woods, their 2005 release. And we're going to go now to our final band of the episode, which is The Divine Comedy. This was a new band to me. I had not previously heard of them. And they were a pop band, or they are a pop band. They formed in Northern Ireland in 1989. They are still active today. And the Divine Comedy rose to prominence in Britain as part of the Britpop era in the 1990s. They never really attained the level of prominence of some of their contemporaries like Blur or Pulp, but they were quite well known, and are, I assume, still in Britain. So we're going to play their first single released in 1993 called Lucy. And Wordsworth wrote a series of poems featuring a fictitious young woman named Lucy, which are sometimes referred to collectively as the Lucy poems. And the Divine Comedy takes three of those short Wordsworth poems and runs them back to back as the lyrics for the song Lucy. And those poems in order are, I traveled among unknown men, she dwelt among the untrodden ways, and A Slumber Did My Spirit Seal, which was the last one that you just heard about Lucy's death. So here you go. This is the Divine Comedy with Lucy, which was released in 1993.
Beside the springs of Dove, a maid who star when only one is shining in the sky? Shining in the sky.
You've been listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. This is Gavin Smith signing off. See you next time.